Tess Ador Rishon, Sunday the 9th of February, Baba Yaakov B'naim, Tefillo. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Richmond, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim Shel Shmuley Richmond, Shmuley Lehman, and Sara Richmond.
There is a general question on Tefillah that everybody asks. We believe the Gemara in Nida that everybody before he is born is destined to be Chocham or Tipesh, you know, all the qualities that one may have, maybe strong or weak, he's got to have a good health, or the opposite, Chas v'Shalom. How long he's going to live, whether he's going to be Oshi, or he's going to be wealthy, or the opposite. So that is already destined. So what's the point of saying tefillah for those things? And we say tefillah every day, for Chokhmah, for Parnose, for Refainu, for good health. So what's the point? That's one thing. One question, the Mabit asks. Of course, Tzadik Verosha, as we know, there is a freedom of choice, and a freedom of choice, that's up to you. Whether you're going to be a Tzadik or not, that's up to you. We're going to delve into this problem later on. I'm going to quote to you a few Gemaras, one after the other, very easy Gemaras, you probably know all of them. The Gemara in Brochis tells us about Shmuel and Novi. When Hannah, the mother of Shmuel, had Shmuel, after she was mispalev, she prayed very hard. And Shmuel came to Eliyah Cohen. He was 3 years old. She brought him to Eliyah Cohen. She brought him to the Mishkan, which was in Shiloh. And that day, there was a big problem because they could not find a Kohen to do the Shechita Satomit, to the Shechita of the Korban, the daily Korban. And the Shmuel brought down a posuk from Vayikra to prove that Shechita Kseira Bezar, in other words, even in Israel, can do the Shechita. So Eliyah Cohen, he called him, what did you tell them? He said, I told them the drosser from the posuk. Why? How come you tell, you a little boy, you are teaching in front of the rabbi, in front of him, he was the God of Ador. You are teaching something without consulting me. You are, the Gemara says, he wanted to kill him because Moire Aloha Bifne Raboi Chayav Mise. The one who is Moire Aloha Bifne Raboi Chayav Mise. So he wanted to kill him. He took the sword and he wanted to kill him. And the mother was on the side. The mother begged him, begged Eliyah Cohen, please don't kill him. Please don't kill him. And then she said, you remember me that I came to pray, and Baruch Hashem, I got this child, now you want to kill him? So Eliyah Cohen said, what's the problem? This one is Chayav Mise. I am going to pray that you should have a better child. So she said, no, I don't want. El anar hazeh ispalalti, ushiltihu l'Hashem. I prayed for this child and I gave him away to Hashem. I want to give him away to Hashem so that he is completely devoted to Hashem. So then he said, if so, okay, I leave him alive. That was the story in the Gemara. Now we have to understand what happened here. What happened here, that because he said that Anar Azeis Paralti, then he's no longer Chayamise. Is Moire Halocha Bifne Rabo is Chayamise. We have to understand the Gemara properly. The Maharsho says that we see from here that there is a big difference in tefillah, whether you pray for yourself or somebody else prays for you. If somebody else prays for you, it's very good. But that's not the utmost. That's not the best thing. The best thing is that you pray for yourself. And when she said, I prayed for myself, then Elia Cohen agreed to that and left him alive. We have to understand this Gemara. Now I'm going to bring you another Gemara, but we are going to draw out a Yesod, a principle, a very big principle, very important principle in Tefillah. Also in Brochas. There is a Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei, that the Gemara says we have a contradiction between two psukim in Tehillim. One says, Lashem Haaretz Umloa. We said it this morning, Lashem Haaretz Umloa. The other one is, Hashamayim, Shamayim Lashem, Ve'horez Nosanim Ne'odam. In other words, the first Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of the earth and all its contents. And the other Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave away the earth to man. So who is the owner, man or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara answers, Kan Lifne Broche, Kan Le'achal Broche. That's before you say a shehakol niya bidvori, on a glass of water, on a cup of coffee, that cup of coffee belongs to Hashem. And now that you say shehakol niya bidvori, on that cup of coffee belongs to you. And the same in everything else. The Mishnah Brura even says, if one says the bikos hashachar properly in the morning, matir asurim, Matir Asurim, the Gemara says, or Pokeach Ivrim in the morning, we say that's the first, one of the first brochas, Pokeach Ivrim, that opens the eyes of those who are blind. Then, the sight that you have, the power to see that you have during the whole day, you acquired it. But if you don't say Pokeach Ivrim, Chas V'Sholem, then, although you will have the power to see, because it was destined to you that you're going to see, but it's not yours. It's not yours. It's not your acquisition. So we see that tefillah, broken tefillah, is the same thing. What is tefillah? Tefillah is to recognize that that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the tefillah is roife chole amo Yisrael, roife choinen adam das. All these tefillah is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you that. And broche tefillah is the same. So a broche is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave you the water and the cup of coffee and the fruits and everything. So therefore, by saying a broche, by recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave it to you, then he gives it to you. Then it's yours. And the Rashba and the Meiri say, what's a nafkamine? Whether it's yours or not, you're going to get it anyway, because you were destined to be wise, you were destined to be healthy, you were destined to have a good parnosa, rich. So, what's the difference whether you say a tefillah or not? So he says, the Meiri says that refers to Olam Haba. You know, at the end, after 120 years, we have to bring Din V'Cheshbon. So there is a balance sheet. There is a balance sheet. I mean, how many mitzvahs, how many the opposite, and this and that. A balance sheet. We don't know how it's going to be. But of course, we have to believe in that. This is lifnei miata osid liten din vechesbon. So he says that all the hanois, what you had a anoe, you ate and you drank, and you were able to see and to think and to hear everything that you had in Olam Hazeh. If you said that tefillah is yours, but if chas v'shalom you didn't say a tefillah every day, then it's going to be subtracted from your mitzvahs, from your merits, because there is a balance sheet. It's not yours. Of course, you were destined to be chacham, you were destined to be healthy. But if you don't say tefillah every day, three times a day, the three different periods of the day, then all that you get is going to be subtracted in a deficit in the balance sheet, in the din v'chesbon. But if you say tefillah, it's yours. There's a posuk in Tehillim, the Rashba brings down in Yerushalmi, brings a posuk in Tehillim, Amart l'Hashem, Hashem ato, toivosi bar alecho. If you say to Hashem, you are my master, you gave me everything, then toivosi, the good things that I get, bal alecha, are not yours, are mine. But if you don't say that, then it's only lent to you. And on that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Makif, you know, it's a Mishneh, Achenvani, Makif, and this and so on. We're not going to delve into that, but that's a big yesod. That each tefillah that we say, and properly with kavana and so on, then it's a form of acquisition of what we are going to get through that tefillah, through that bracha. So therefore, the millions of gallons of water that you may have consumed during your lifetime, will be yours if you said the bracha on that. If chas v'shalom not, then it will be, you're going to be left, one is going to be left without any merits anymore. Because it's all one din v'cheshbon. So this is the tefillah that one does for oneself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the whole world and the whole teva, the whole nature, is kofuf, is subordinated to the tefillah. His story, the tefillah can change everything. Even Nisim. There is a Gemara in Kiddushim. You probably know the Gemara in Kiddushim. That was a very important Amoira, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that he went to learn in the yeshiva of Abaye. And when Abaye, the koilel of Abaye, and when Abaye heard that he was coming, he said to all the Avrechim, to the young Elai, nobody should invite him, let him go alone in the Beis HaMedras. So he went to the Beis HaMedras, there was a mazik there with seven heads. You remember the Zemorin Kiddushin of Chavtes Amud Beis, there was a mazik with seven heads. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who was a big tzaddik, he prayed to Hashem, and every time he bowed down, one head got chopped off, until he got rid of that mazik. So in the morning he came and he told them, what's going on here? Why did you put me in Sakone? If not for the tefillah, if not for the miracle that Hashem did, I would be in danger. How come? And the Maharsha asked there, we have two different yesoides. One of them is, and so in Himaranes, how can they put him in such a situation, and some Himaranes. And the other yesod is, even if a nurse happens to you, the Gemara says in Brochis, Menakim lo mi zechiyoisav. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will subtract from the zechuyot. So, how come that they put him in such a situation? So, the Maharsha answers, gives an answer which needs explanation. The answer of the Maharsha is, that all that Chachomim said, and soim chim al hanes, And if a nes, a miracle happens to him, enakim lo mizechiyo yisav yo subtracted, that's only without tefillah. But with tefillah, soim him al anes. As we state in Marso, the Pshat, he learns out from the Gemara, but what's the meaning behind it? So I'll tell you why. Mirzeh Hashem, Be'ezas Hashem, what I saw once in a Maharal, that the Maharal says, why and Soim him al anes? Why shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is large, is kind, why shouldn't perform a miracle? So he said it's all connected. He doesn't perform a miracle because if a miracle is performed, he's going to be subtracted from Yosef Huyot. That's why he doesn't do a miracle. But if one davens for it, one prays for it, then it's his. If it's his, then he's not going to be subtracted. And if he's not going to be subtracted, therefore, Soim him al anes. You follow the logic in the Marso? That's a beautiful Marso, a beautiful Gemara. So we see that even on miracles, on routine things, on routine, every single day, things are derech hateva. If one doesn't pray, it's subtracted. If one prays, it's his. Even on miracles is the same thing. And I found once a Rashi, Mefurash, in Rashi, it says, when Eliezer Eved Avrom came back, after having found Rivka for Yitzchak, when he came back, he told Yitzchak, "Vayisaper ha'eved leben Adonav." He told Yitzchak Avinu. He told him, "Et kol asher osa." Everything that he did. What did he do? Says Rashi. Shekovtza alav aderech, and nasu lo nisim, bitfi losoi. What does that mean? Rashi says, Asher osa, he didn't do, the miracles Hashem did for him. But since it was bitfi losoi, it's attributed to him. He did it. Since it was bitfi losoi, he's the one who performed the miracle. Asher Osa, he did it. And so the Gur Aryeh there says exactly the same pshat. That Asher Osa, he did it because he prayed for it. So one has to know the koach of the tefillah. The strength of the tefillah. The tefillah is something that the whole world stands on it. Besides Torah and Avoda, that's Avoda Gimilus Chasodim. But we have to know how it works. Through the tefillah one acquires that therefore a miracle might happen. And therefore, that's the story of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. So now, we are going to come back to the Gemara here by Hannah and Shmuel. As a Yofi, it's so beautiful, the pshat. That Hannah prayed for Shmuel. And Shmuel was given to her by Hashem. So she said to Eli HaKohen, that I prayed for him, therefore keep him alive. What's the logic? We have to know another Yesod. But I saw in the Ralbag once that Shmuel, since Shmuel was, he was a descendant of whom? Everybody knows, from Korach. Korach, he was a Napikoides. I mean, he went against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring us the Torah, and so on. Everybody knows Korach was. And Korach, because Rashi says, Pikeachoya, why did he become so, such a thing, because he saw that Shmuel was going to come from him. So Shmuel was a descendant of Korach. Now Eli HaKohen, when he sees this little boy, who is Moire Halocha Bifnei Raboi, who says the Halochas Bifnei Raboi, in other words, without having a solid tradition on this Halocha, solid Masoides, Halocha Lemoise Misinai, he starts making all sorts of drosses. A boy of 3 years old, and Chaya Mise, because How can you punish him? Cotton, you cannot punish him. But the Psat is a roidev achare atoira. Cotton, even if he's a roidev who wants to destroy the toira, even if he's a cotton, you have to kill him. That's not a punishment, it's a roidev. So therefore he wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill him because he's a roidev. And now Eli HaKohen suspected that he had inherited, that's what Rabbah says, inherited the minus of Korach. He had inherited the minus of Korach, and now this little boy is Moire Aloha Bifnei Rabbi. Therefore he's dangerous for the Torah. So now she comes and says, Elanara Zeis Palalti means I prayed for him. He wasn't born just like that. If he was born naturally, okay, the genes, the genetics of Korach might be in him. But that was stopped. I prayed for him. He came out of my womb because I prayed for him. Then, that's a new thing that I acquired. And since it's a new thing, it's a new creature, it's a new personality, nothing to do with his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather was stopped. I couldn't bear children only because of prayer, therefore it's mine. And that's why she said, Ushiltiu Hashem, and I can give it, give him away to Hashem. In other words, it's my property. And therefore I can give it away to Hashem. I have the bailus. I have the ownership of Shmuel. Therefore I can give it away to Hashem. Therefore, then Eli HaKohen, when he heard that logic, he said, then leave him alive. That has nothing to do with Korach. That nothing to do with his great-grandfather, with the apikorsus of the great-grandfather. That's a new personality. That was Shmuel Hanovi. And this is why the Gemara says that he kept him alive. Sabkeli de ansa marabirosa. And this is what the Marsha means, that a tefillah that is said with kavona like Hannah, and through that tefillah she was zoiche to have this present, which is really, really hers. Then through that cut off any bad midos or whatever it is that he might have inherited from his great-grandfather, from Korach. Therefore, that's why Eli HaKohen kept him alive. So this is one of the very important things to know about tefillah. You know, we have tefillah beis tzora. Beis tzora, the Rambam and the Ramban, both of them say, this tefillah is midoraisa. Midoraisa, you have to pray. It's chasve solem, somebody very ill, and you have to pray for him. That's beis tzora. And that also we have to understand, and we have to know the Babuste Medras on the posuk Asmini Kolech, Ki Kolech Arev Umarech Nove, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the tzoros because he wants your tefillah. Not the opposite way. People tend to think that there is a tzora, you have to pray. So the praying is like the consequence of the tzora. And the tzora causes that you have to pray. It's not like that. The one that causes is because we don't pray enough. So that might cause the tzoros. Lo'ilam yakdim atzmai. This is a very important thing. But that's tefillah based Torah. But when Baruch Hashem, everything seems to be smooth, then one says tefillah every day, routine, 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 and then one doesn't feel the importance of tefillah. One doesn't feel everything is smooth. Well, Hashem has got panos more or less. He's a chacham. He's not. He's healthy. So what's the tefillah for? I mean, one has to know this yesod, that without tefillah, anything that you get during the day, like we said before, sight, hearing, eating, digesting, everything is Hashem does for you. If we pray for it, it's yours. But if Chas v'Shalom, we don't pray for it, it's not yours. It's lent to you. And it's going to be subtracted. But if you pray for it, it's yours. It's your own kinyan. I saw in Reb Saadia Goin that tefillah comes from the word venosan biflilim. Biflilim is dayonim, is bemidas adin. If one says tefillah, he deserves it bemidas adin. He deserves it bemidas adin, Reb Saadia Goin's pshat in tefillah. Venosan biflilim. In other words, it's yours. Bemidas adin, it belongs to you. It's not. I mean, although the whole tefillah is chesed, but once this chesed was determined by Hashem in the creation, then it's a din shebechesed. It's a din. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It's already yours. Mashen ken, if one doesn't pray, it's not yours. I remember, I once used to travel in Eretz Yisrael from one place to the other because I had to say shiurim in yeshiva outside Jerusalem, and I had to take a taxi with a few people. One of the people there was a nice person, very nice person, and he saw that I said Tfilah Saderech every time. Tfilah Saderech, you know, it was far away. So he said to me, I've been traveling 30 years, never said Tfilah Saderech, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to me. So I told him all this yesod. Later on I told him, come to my house and I'll explain to you. So I told him all this yesod, and I told him, look here, what the fact that nothing has happened to you, that will be subtracted from your zechuyot. If you had said tefillah, then it would be yours that nothing happened to you. So every tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for it. He's waiting for it in order, because he's kind. Derech HaTov Le'Eitiv, he wants to give it to you. That is, it should be your acquisition. It should be your property. Whatever you get is your property, your own property. Every single tefillah, every day, every single day. Choyne Le'Adam Da'as, every tefillah. Roife, Refue, health, panose, every single tefillah that becomes yours. And without this emune, I mean, we might be, you know, mezalte chas v'shalom in the tefillah. We have to be mechaven in tefillah. I just saw in the Sefer Kava Yosher, a big chizuk for those. Unfortunately, like me, I don't know, that we're not always mechaber in tefillah. So he says like this, he brings the Zohar HaKadosh, and I'm going to conclude with this because it's a big chizuk in tefillah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the tefillahs that are served with chavone, they go to a place where there is a malach, we cannot say the name of the malach, that accepts them and puts them on near the Kise HaKavod, near the Kise HaKavod, in order to make the Keser the throne of Hashem. So each tefillah is to add a precious stone on the Keser, on the crown of Hashem. Pile ploy. The tefillahs that are not said with Kavone, that Malach doesn't let them in. But they go to a different place that the Zohar says. There's another Malach Adier, that one, you can say his name. So that Malach, he stores them away. He stores the tefillah of Reuben, of Shimon, of Levi, of all Klal Yisrael, millions of people. So it's stored away. So he says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, if one person hasn't said tefillah v'chavoneh for many, many years, and once he decides, I'm going to say v'chavoneh, then that tefillah that he says v'chavoneh, it goes to the second gate, and it takes, and as a magnet, it takes all the tefillahs that were not said with chavoneh, and they all go into the first gate to make precious stones on Keser HaKovet. In other words, tefillah which is not said by chavoneh is worth something, because so you said tefillah. The Kotzker Rebbe used to say on the Pshat and the Gemara, Krum Zulus Bifnei Odom, the Gemara says, one of the three things that are Oindim Berumoy Shel Oilam Anosim Mezalzelim Bahem, one thing is tefillah. What's Oindim Berumoy Shel Oilam? Pshat Posut, Posut the Pshat, now very important. He said, no, Oindim Berumoy Shel Oilam Psutu Gemasmoy. The tefillah, the sound waves, what the tefillahs are there, or they cannot get in. So when one says one tefillah with kavana, everything goes in. Imirtze Hashem, Bekava Yosher in Pereches, look inside, he says this, he brings down from the Zohar HaKodesh. So that also gives us chizuk, once we know the pshat in tefillah, he gives us chizuk to say, the next tefillah, Minche, Maili, with kavana, so that all the tefillahs, Imirtze Hashem, will go in, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu should give you all and all Klal Yisrael lots of Atzloche and Geula Shleima. Amen.